Hello, this is Sheila Donnelly, and you are part of a global audience listening to my podcasts. Thank you, and welcome back. As I almost always do, I'll wrap up today's podcast with some shout-outs to readers and listeners who've been generous this last week, whether they've been sharing my posts on LinkedIn and Facebook with other counterparts around the globe, or retweeting something I've published on Twitter. Perhaps it's simply because they're good people who've done something impressive lately. Before that, though, we are going to focus on job interviews and how you can take the nerves out of the situation, or at least reduce them, by being mindful of your body language. Just think about the last time you went for an interview and all the considerations you took into account. Your next interview may not be a walk in the park, but you can make a great impression by standing tall and injecting warmth and confidence in your body language. Now, some of us are comfortable heading into an interview, be it with a five-person panel, a CEO, a supervisor, or another person you have never met. Other assistants, though, view job interviews as among the most daunting forms of torture. Think about it. Economic downswings aside, admin professionals have to this point typically enjoyed relative stability of employment. Now, whether a person is made redundant, whether artificial intelligence, is having an impact, or you're simply ready for a career change, you may be joining the ranks of recent grads who, having invested significant time and money in securing credentials, are keen to make a good move. Now, having served on more than a few interview panels and selection committees, I'm speaking to you from experience. The people across the table during your interview do want to assess your skills, your experience, your education, and your fit for the job and the office culture. Most interviewers, and I know of a couple of exceptions from anecdotal information from readers, most interviewers do not intend to discombobulate candidates. Keep in mind, though, that the managers and execs involved in the recruitment process are typically busy people. Their priority is to get the recruitment process right the first time, because if a mistake is made, if the wrong person is hired, it's going to be disruptive in the office, and there's going to be a repeat effort required to recruit, train, and invest in another person. So, when an interviewer sees a candidate gulping for air as she or he enters the interview room, or clutching the arms of a chair, or nodding overly eagerly in agreement with almost anything anyone says, the interviewer will likely have a high degree of empathy. The pragmatic interviewer, though, will also consider whether that candidate who's unnerved by the interview process can cut it in a demanding or stressful environment. With this in mind, it's wise to approach a job interview with heightened consciousness of how we present ourselves. Balance your interview preparedness with the ability to articulate how your skills, education, experience, and personality all make for a good fit. That's not all, though, is it? We need to develop and remember to ask insightful questions that cinch the interview, and to do all this along with elevated awareness of body language. All this, of course, while feeling not only hopeful, but also quite vulnerable. A walk in the park, yes? So, a reminder, stand and sit tall. Convey confidence, make eye contact, and engage with others in the room. The good news is that the simple virtue of a heightened self-awareness managed correctly can make you that much stronger a candidate. Here, then, are some mantras for your next job interview. I've got about 8 suggestions for you. Filter them for your own situation and workplace culture and the area in which you're working, and practice these elements of your interview just as you do prospective questions. So, you're going to arm yourself with the questions, with the insight on the organization, and then you're going to think about your body language from these perspectives. First, and I can't say it enough, stand tall and keep your arms relaxed when entering the room. I know someone who's barely 4'11", just a titch shy of 150 centimeters tall, but manages to stand taller, Sandy does, taller than many people who have 6 inches or 15 centimeters on her in height. It's all in her attitude. So, think about your entry to the room. Make a relaxed entry, or as relaxed an entry as you can. Keep your walking pace natural, neither sprinting nor hesitating as you make your way into the room. Not every culture will extend a handshake, but if that is appropriate in yours, make yours confident. You want to achieve a happy medium somewhere between a vice grip and a tentative limp hand. Again, this next one can be cultural, but if you're in a culture where eye contact is appropriate, particularly when shaking hands and responding to interview questions, think in advance about how you'll do that. When you're responding to a question, I've seen people on the other side of the interview table responding and focusing solely on me as I'm the person who's asked the question. Now, what does that do to the rest of the interview panel? When you're responding to questions or conveying information, remember, one person has asked you the question, but the whole panel, if you're dealing with more than one person, is listening to you. Don't limit your eye contact solely to the individual who asked a particular question. And next, I did say to be relaxed, but not overly so. You want to be poised. That's the effect we're going for. If you find yourself crossing your arms over your chest, unclench them. Pay attention to your posture and sit tall rather than slouching. And some of us can hear our mothers here saying, and eat your vegetables. Next, lean in. But just do not lean into someone's personal space or conversely slouch back in your chair. You want to physically appear engaged. Think about your arms. Where are they? And why is it suddenly so tempting for many people to cross them in front of our chests? Where do they go then? Well, you do not want to emulate someone standing in front of dozens of airline passengers signaling directions to exits in the facilities. No. Nor, though, do people appreciate waving or chopping motions accompanying anecdotes of how you successfully diffused a difficult situation. Moving your arms and hands is natural, but be sure you never waggle a finger in someone's face. We're aiming again for a poised and relaxed presence, even if that's not how you feel at the moment. Lastly, I discourage bobbleheads. They're great for certain things, but not in an interview. While an affirmative nod of the head here and there is perfectly appropriate, remember to pace yourself in this respect. Too much of the nodding ahead and you may present as being overly eager to signal agreement no matter what someone may say. People may question, is this person a yes person? Is that all I will ever see from them? Or are they able to speak truth to power? If you're a recent grad or haven't interviewed in some time, the entire job search process can be daunting. By recognizing and paying attention to your body language alongside the other elements of your interview prep, though, you will increase the potential that this next interview, if it's the job you want, may be the one that secures the job offer you're seeking. That's it for today, but I will close out with extending some shout-outs to some terrific readers and listeners, starting with Karen, Jane, Christy, Paula, Kathy, Matt, Emily, Chris, Victoria, John, Amanda, and a couple of associations, IAAP Western Great Lakes, the International Association of Administrative Professionals in the Western Great Lakes, and the American Society of Admin Professionals. And of course, I'm sending good wishes to all my readers. Take care and have a great day.